The controversy over the proposed Islamic Cultural Center in New York City was a hot topic at the candidates' night, and one that Democratic and Republican candidates agreed on. They assured Arab American voters that they back civil and religious freedoms. The audience responded to Democratic Congressman Jim Moran's statement with a standing ovation.
I felt so strongly that that Islamic Center, which was headed by a very moderate, thoughtful imam, which would have housed places of worship for all the major Abrahamic religions, should have been located exactly where it was going to be located. Because that's the message we send to the rest of the world.
Moran's challenger for his seat in Congress, Republican candidate Patrick Murray, sent his campaign's media director, Robert Gezwick, on his behalf.
No government should be stepping in to tell one religion or another what they should and should not do, what they should and should not build. And quite frankly, it's been part of our heritage that people came across the ocean to escape religious persecution in England, and they want to worship freely here.
Virginia's Arab American Candidates Night has been a tradition since 1987. It is a bipartisan event, but a recent survey of Arab American voters shows they favor Democratic candidates by a 2-to-1 margin. Jamil Shami is the founder of Arab American Republicans for the Greater Washington Area. He acknowledges that Arab Americans still support President Obama's efforts to reach out to the Arab and Muslim worlds.
President Obama talked about issues that both Arab American Republicans and Arab American Democrats related to. And therefore, even though our view is that his intentions have been obstructed, the Arab Americans still have hope that in the second half of his administration, hopefully he can do something.
According to El-Shami, Arab Americans tend to vote on the issues and not based on which political party they belong to. However, Democratic Congressman Jerry Conley argued that there is a shift towards the Democratic Party.
In recent years, the Arab American community has reassessed its political alignment. Frankly, it's found a much more welcoming home in the Democratic Party in terms of appreciation for diversity, tolerance, whether it be religious tolerance or whether it be tolerance for different ethnicities. So I think we've seen a real sea change in attitudes in the Arab American community about the two parties, and a lot more affinity for the Democratic Party and vice versa.
Voter turnout is traditionally low for a midterm election when presidential candidates are not on the ballot. Arab American political activists are doing their part to mobilize voters, says Saba Shami, founder of the Arab American Democratic Caucus.
Calling people by, you know, doing phone banks. We print flyers, multilingual flyers. We do Arabic and English because some elements of our community are not proficient in Arabic. And also we use some of the media available to us. In the past, we used to have local TV station, but currently there isn't one, but there is a newspaper. So that is another venue. We publish it in the form of an ad, whereby we can talk about these campaigns as information for the community.
Arab American activists are hosting similar candidates' nights all over the country. In some states, they are organizing events to show Arab American voters how to use new voting machines. Their slogan 3 weeks before the midterm election is Yalla Vote, which means, come on, vote. Mohammed El-Shinawi, VOA News.